This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Legislation has been introduced in Lansing that would require all contractors doing work for local and state governments to use a federal program called E-Verify to make sure immigrant workers are legally allowed to work in the U.S. E-Verify verifies employees' data against millions of government records. State Representative Jim Runstead is the sponsor of that bill, and he joins us now. So why do you think this legislation is necessary?
It's necessary because we have citizens here in the state of Michigan who are losing jobs to black market illegal labor. That is not permissible by federal law, nor should it be permissible by the politicians who allow this to happen. And in Oakland County, we passed an E-Verify bill that was picked up by Macomb County, and it basically said every one of the contractors and subcontractors who are receiving taxpayer dollars must use the E-Verify system to make sure that they're hiring only U.S. citizens. What happened is we had golf courses, the airport, all kinds of contractors and subcontractors and road projects and asphalting projects, hundreds, if not thousands, we couldn't get the exact numbers, of illegal workers working in these jobs and displacing American workers. Once the E-Verify passed, every one of the companies had to E-Verify, and every one of the companies replaced illegal labor with legal labor, which means the citizens who are here, who have invested in their communities, maybe their relatives fought or even died for this country. That is the people who voted these politicians into office. And the politicians frequently don't care about the voter. They don't care about the citizen. They care about the donations. And my first obligation is to the citizens and the voters of this country.
So you're saying government contractors in those two counties were using undocumented immigrants. You've proved that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not only for roads, because we do tremendous numbers of contracting companies in Oakland County.
How did you verify that, though?
Oh, we were talking about passing this, and it was almost ready to be passed. I was hearing from HR, from all these vendors that we had at the time, currently coming to HR and say, can we just E-Verify the employees that we send to Oakland County, but not the rest of them, because, geez, we've got so many illegal workers, this is going to impact them. They said no.
They admitted that.
They admitted that, yeah. They were terrified, because these are companies that, if you are using illegal labor, you could save up frequently up to 40 cents on the dollar with using illegal wages. It depresses wages for American citizens. So, yeah, they're desperate. I remember testimony in Lansing when the E-Verify came up last time, and I heard testimony from four of the seven largest road construction companies in the state of Michigan. They were there testifying for the E-Verify bill, and they brought in with them contracts that they showed the legislators saying, we are all on these last numbers of contracts between 100 and 150,000 of each other. The company that we all know uses illegal labor is 450,000 less than us. We can't compete because they use two sets of books, one showing prevailing wage, but the real one that they're actually paying the illegal labor, and they're driving us out of business. So these large road contractors wanted the E-Verify to stop the main competitor who was using illegal labor. So is this a problem? Yes, it's a problem.
Some immigrant groups say E-Verify is not all that accurate, and it's blocked people who are legally here from getting a job. How much faith can be placed in E-Verify?
That's the same canard they rolled out back in 2009 when we passed it. By the way, I asked our HR department every single year, is there any problems with the E-Verify? And every year, not a single complaint. It is so accurate. There's very, very few issues with E-Verify, but they'll find like one isolated outlier and say, oh, yes, here's the problem. No, it's an extremely accurate program. It has worked very, very well in Oakland and Macomb County.
What kind of penalties would a business face if in violation?
I don't have the bill right in front of me, and we are actually modifying that. I don't even want to give you the wrong answer.
I'd read it was up to $15,000.
That sounds like it's probably accurate.
This legislation is limited to those companies that have contracts for public works. In the past, then-State Representative Dave Ajima has tried to pass a bill requiring all employers, private and public, to register with E-Verify. Is that something you're thinking about doing in the future?
I would support that approach. Certainly, I am a rule of law legislator. I believe in following the rule of law, and it's illegal to be employed here in the country when you are not documented legal citizens. So I would support that. But from a political standpoint, I think we have to start with the taxpayer-funded projects. I believe the vast majority of people in the state of Michigan would be outraged if they knew their tax-paid funded programs are funding illegal workers, displacing their neighbors, their friends, their children. This is something that is a starting point that I don't see how anyone could say that we should be funding with taxpayer dollars employees who are not here legally.
Jim Runstad is a Republican state representative from White Lake. Thanks for taking the time to explain this bill to us.
Thank you, Lester.
Just a quick clarification for those paying really close attention. You heard Representative Runstad say earlier that it is illegal to be employed here in this country if you are not a documented legal citizen. To be clear, it is legal to work here if you're not a U.S. citizen, as long as you have a valid work permit.